I have never been so nervous to do a break before in my life. And it really doesn't affect me whatsoever.
No, no.
The first time in the 7.5 years the Morning Shag has been around, this has never happened before. If you're tuned in now, this is groundbreaking radio that we're doing, man. Changing people's lives. We have a special guest in the studio by the name of Buddy. Shout out to everyone listening at the Isle of Capri Casino. And Buddy has something very special he would like to ask.
Take it away, Buddy.
Liz, I know I said if we were still together after 5 years that I would propose. I'm only 22 years late, so here it goes. Will you marry me, please?
What? Now the fun part is Liz listening.
We're hoping. We're hoping.
Liz, what's your answer? Will you marry us?
No, marry Buddy.
I got caught up in the moment.
Okay, all right, that's not fair.
Yeah, I'm not a part of it.
No, okay, you're
1-800-455-1967. Liz, we have to know your answer. Granted, he is 22 years late. But
don't worry about
forget that.
That.
He still asks. Liz, call us. We need to know the answer.
1-800-455-1967.
I'm so nervous.
Hopefully Liz is listening.
Is that the phone ringing?
I don't think it's Liz.
Oh, no!
We'll find out.
Someone else is saying yes.
All right. We're we'll see. We'll try to find Liz here. Coming up in less than 10.
So if you're just tuning in, we are doing something that we have never done in the history of the Morning Shag. And that is, we have a good friend of the show in Buddy that had a question to simply ask.
Liz, I know I said if we were still together after 5 years that I would propose. I'm only 22 years late, so here it goes. Will you marry me, please?
The excitement was building. We were waiting to see if Liz was even listening. We took a shot in the dark. Shooting the moon. Big proposal. And now we have Liz on the line.
KCMQ, you're on with Buddy.
Are you serious right now?
Surprise.
Good morning. Wow.
So?
Yes.
Congratulations, you guys!
Dude, you rock. I don't know what to say. Thank you.
Yes. So, okay, 22 years late, this has been in the making for a while?
Yeah, he's a little slow.
A little taking his time. There's a difference.
Like a fine wine.
Right.
Yeah. That's what we're going to go with. Yes.
Well, congratulations, guys. This is the first time anyone has ever proposed and been engaged on the Morning Shag.
Wow. I can't believe this.
Oh, man. How do you feel? What are you feeling?
Awesome, but just, wow. I was not Yeah, expecting
them. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Buddy, you did it, man. You did it.
Congratulations.
Nice. Very good. Congratulations, you guys. So happy for you.
Thank you.
Dude, that's awesome. I love you, baby.
Love you too, babe.
Oh, good. All right. Thank you, Liz. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Congratulations. We better be invited to the wedding.
Okay. Well, no, that's up to you guys. That's okay. They're not a yes. Okay. All right. That's completely up to you.
First time ever.
Don't let him sneak into your vows. He'll try to sneak into your vows. Don't let him.
Well, we've already agreed I'm the best man.
No, wait. No, that's not. Okay.
And the maid of honor.
You can't be both.
Right. I'm so excited. I'm nervously sweating. And she said yes. Just an average Thursday on the Morning Shag.
No, that's it. Okay, Buddy and Liz, congratulations,
Congrats, you guys.
So awesome. Wow.
Where do we go from here?
I don't know.
We just call it a day. Let's just go home.
No, all right.
I need to go celebrate this engagement. I feel like I should be running around in a diaper with a bow and arrow, because just call me Cupid.
No, that's not.
Just love is in the air.
Okay. Yes. So in case you're just joining us moments ago, we had a proposal on the Morning Shag, the first we've ever had here on the Morning Shag, the first of either Shags or my radio career of somebody asking somebody else to marry them on our show. Just happened.
I'm telling you, man. That's why I need a diaper and some wings. I'm floating around as Cupid all morning long now.
No, that's
just
not.
Plinking people with my love arrows.
And for those who, again, are just joining us, she said yes.
And the cool thing is, Liz is a big part of the show. That she's actually Vagina and Canadian Miss Liz.
Yes.
From the Ladies Poetry Corner that we did last year.
Indeed.
Big part, always calling in, always texting in, funny little quirks. And it was an honor to be able to be a part of it.
This one goes down in the book for sure. Yeah. That was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. We have people working on it right now of like taking what we did just a moment ago, and we'll have that out on our Facebook page. KCMQ Morning Shag. So if you missed it, you can hear it there. And of course, if you know Buddy and Liz, congratulate them. They are now engaged.
That's so exciting.
That's so cool.
Only 22 years late, but who's
counting?
Don't
worry about that. Don't worry about that part. Taking his time. That's a good
thing.
The
ring better be big.
That's all right. I'm
going to wait 22 years.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.